Good evening and welcome to this week's Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is Squirrels in the Attic, the Democrat Tree Rats, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over, two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. As always, we open with a brief prayer. Heavenly Father, this evening we pray. We pray for the freedom of press, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion. We pray that you stand by these great ideologies of America as we see them degraded day to day, degrading our religion, our faith for you, clouding our picture of society. Please guide these great resources. Please save us from ourselves. We pray this in your heavenly, glorious name, O Lord. Amen. Shout out to some patrons we have. Lisa, Reverend Dave, Alicia, and Catherine, and Rudy. We need more patrons. We need more people to support the podcasts. Whatever you can do, we really could use some help. There's a number of things I'm going to kind of dance around a couple of them just to while we build up an audience here on a live show. And you need Marilyn, Joanne, good to see you both here. Had a little trouble tonight. So Facebook and Instagram and all those where I post my podcast decided to change their format. Now, I was really mad. No, nothing was said about it. Usually you get an email saying we're changing format. So they canceled my last event because the format changed. I went to create a new one. It took me 2 hours to sort it out. But I will say that it seems to be a lot more interesting. You can now do a custom setup for your dates and for your location. And I used to put in Berwick, PA, and it would give me like Berwick, Massachusetts, and Berwick, Texas, and Berwick in a tweet in England. And I'm not connected to a GPS, so it doesn't know where the heck I am. My VPN servers are down in Atlanta, so it would always say Berwick, you know, whatever's near Atlanta, it would come up with. But now you can just type it in and pick what you want. I mean, it'll pick the city, which is great. And you can set custom times far in advance, which is really cool, and just click the dates rather than have to say, oh, it's a live event, it's from this date to that date, and then when you click, it changes the date and the time. No, it doesn't do that anymore. So God bless Facebook for all the crap they give you. It was worthwhile, but it took me aback trying to get the posts up, and without the posts, a lot of people don't know the podcast is going on, so we're probably going to be a little late tonight, which is a shame. So we're also running the 30 minutes. Anybody that can provide support for our great podcasts, I much appreciated. We've cut the time back. It's cost factor. It's, you know, when you're doing a constant podcast and you're on a platform that has good connection to, you know, get a lot of downloads and a lot of people see us, but, you know, it costs money to do that. So I get a little bit of a break, but, you know, I usually start winding down after about 30 minutes anyway, and maybe listeners get wound down after 30 minutes too. I used to learn when I was back in psychology class at Drexel, they taught me that people wear out after between 20 and 30 minutes and stop listening. So maybe it's a good thing for now, at least. Please support the podcast. Send some smileys or pod beans, whatever you can our way. Everything helps. I hate to see us lose this great podcast. So, because a quick kind of funny story. Maybe it's not funny. I think I think that, Joe Biden's wearing off on me, I'm getting his dementia. I was out about a week ago. I put in for some business cards I needed, and they came in and they were all cut off and they weren't cut right. And I got mad at the company. They got mad back at me. We went bantered back and forth. Anyway, they gave me a discount day late and a dollar short. I ordered new cards without the discount because I needed to get them. And then I looked back in my history, in my order history, I realized they had yelled at me a year ago when I got some other cards about the same thing. So there you go. It's my stupidity. I didn't realize that I did the setup wrong, and I did the same thing a year later. So there you go. Great company, though. They're not a sponsor. I'm trying to get them on as a sponsor. It'd be really cool. Because they are a conservative company and they believe in conservative values. It's a company called Gotprint. I've switched from the other companies over to Gotprint because they do a great job. They stand behind their product and they are conservative. So maybe we'll get them as a sponsor. Working with them, hopefully we'll maybe it'll come on board. If you know anybody that wants to promote our podcast or share it or whatever, let us know too. So I'm not going to talk about it this week, but I've had several people ask me about this Trump media thing. I'm not sure what it is or what its purpose or intent is. And I'm going to research that and have it for a future podcast, maybe next week if I get some more information. But Donald Trump did buy a company and send it public. So what I'm asking is if we can support Donald Trump. What I'd like to see is people to buy up some of his stock. And then D as in David, W as in whiskey, A as in alpha, and C as in Charlie. So DWAC is the stock ticker for the company that Trump is using for his new media company. What I love to see is to see a 100 dozen people buy that stock and just make it go crazy, like the meme stocks have been going these days. I think we need to push that. I think we have enough people in Trump territory to send this stock through the moon and promote it for whatever it's going to end up being. And I'm sure it's going to have value. They're already saying, I was watching RT America today, and they're already saying that the Democrats are going to go and kill it, whatever they got to do. It's a real shame. It really is a shame. That was the topic of the show tonight because of that. I'm going to take a turn because a lot of people are not, we're losing a lot of people to the third party theory. The third party, this third party. That's a great idea. We've needed a real third party for years. I know that a lot of my friends are libertarians and they try to push that. And another thing on RT America, they had another story and the fellow was talking about, no, it wasn't RT America. It was on another show. I can't remember what it was, a radio show I was listening to off the satellite. And, they were saying that the libertarians, they're getting fed up with the party because they believe in their values, but they don't believe in the leadership. And if you see, there's very little about libertarians. Digital World Acquisition Corp. Thanks, Joanne. Yeah, and I thought it was less than that. Is it $45 a share? I thought it was less than that. But anyway, buy stock in Donald's company. Anyway, so the libertarians are fed up with it. And in the years, and you'd think in all the years that they had their party, that they could have pushed something forward and become more popular. And I believe in a lot of the libertarian philosophies. Main thing about libertarians is believe the government should stay out of it. We should have our rights and freedoms rights and freedoms per the Constitution. We should be left alone to do our bidding, basically. And the state should have the power. And I believe in all that. There are things I don't believe in, because one of the problems with libertarians, and you'll hear me frequently dissing the libertarians, it doesn't mean I don't like them or believe them. It means that, there's some degree of concern. The libertarians are supposed to be conservative. A lot of them are religious as well. Yet they don't believe in any kind of assistance to any kind of people that need help. I don't believe in giving a free ride to illegal immigrants who come in this country. If you come in this country, you want to fight for citizenship. That's one thing. You come in and you put a push on that, and you're willing to earn a living, and, you know, God bless you. Well, you know, and don't take my money, and you can make it on your own, and you can become a citizen. However, whatever it takes, God bless you. But if you come in and want a free ride, I'm not giving it to you. I don't want to do that. But if somebody truly needs help, there should be a blanket for them to lay on while they dig themselves out, and it should be a means of pushing them out of their poverty or the situation that they're in. And our veterans should certainly be helped. You know, they fought. Some of them died. The ones that came back, a lot of them are traumatized and need help. We need to support them. So when they talk about social programs, you know, and senior citizens, you know, I believe that I'm one of the few people that believes that you should roll back the age for Social Security and for retirement, for Medicare. It should be rolled back to age 60. Let the new generation take over and let the old people that have been working all their lives have a break and go to society and do some things useful to society to train and teach the young ones that come in. People shouldn't have to be working until the day they die, even though the Japanese do that. Libertarians don't believe that. They don't believe in any social programs. You know, that's kind of where I draw the line. I think that there are people that need help and we should support them. But I digress here. That's part of my squirrels in the attic. So for those who don't know, I mean, I've talked about it, I'm sure, in the podcast, but for 5 years or 6 years, I've been fighting these squirrels in the attic. For 3 years, I didn't have them. They came back again this year. How they get in, I don't know. Do you know that squirrels, do you realize squirrels are determined? Squirrels are vermin. They've got the teeth of Jaws from like the Bond movies. These things can eat through concrete, and they can eat through anything other than chicken wire. Chicken wire and Brillo pads seem to stop them. But you can't stop them completely because they'll find another place to chew. Yeah, well, yeah, longer than that. Well, we hadn't had them for a while, and my daughter's saying it was longer than it's been 4 or 5 years. Yeah, it's true, and since we've been here, these squirrels have been attacking us. But they, and they're evil. I mean, I chased one, and I almost got killed by this one. I went end up in the house, and I'm hitting it with a broom and trying to chase it out the window. That was years ago. Well, this last infestation got me to thinking that, you know, Democrats are kind of like tree rats. and I've got to push this because people tell me it's not the Democrats and it's not the Republicans. Well, folks, if we want to save our nation, we have to start thinking a little bit different. No, the Republicans are not perfect. No, the Libertarians aren't perfect. The Democrats definitely aren't perfect. See, there's a difference here. See what I'm saying? The Democrats are the evil varmints living in your attic. Democrats deserve to be swatted with the broom and chased out of the entire country, chased out of your attic. And in order to win this battle of good versus evil, we need to say red versus blue, because only red and only blue right now. We want to change and make a new party. That's great, but now is not the time to do it. Now is the time to choose. You've got to choose your battleground, north or south, red or blue. I choose red. I don't like all the policies of the GOP. I don't like all the Republican policies, and I don't like all the leadership. But it's a damn sight better than the other option. We need to start thinking positive. We need to start pushing people to realize, number one, you need to get out and vote. I don't care what anybody says. You need to get out and vote. You need to vote for anything other than blue, because Democrats are in there gnawing at your stuff. See, and I'm thinking of it when I was sitting there before we finally chased these little bastards out of the attic. I'm thinking, you know what? They're just like Democrats. You'll be sleeping, and all of a sudden you hear clickety click, chew chew chew, clickety click, chew chew chew. You'll go up, look all around the attic, nothing there. Bang your stuff with a broom, nothing there. Clickety click, chew, chew, clickety click. Slowly chewing away at your stuff. And then one day you go up there and there's 4 or 5 of them up there, and they're coming after you with their teeth and their claws, ready to chase you out of their new home. chew, chew, clickety click, one right by another, one constitutional amendment by another. Then I got to thinking of these people that say you can't, we're not going to vote because Donald Trump's not running. We're not going to vote because there's no one good in the party. There's no third party. There's no non-political candidate. Folks, I don't care. Hear me loudly. I do not care. Stop thinking libertarian. Stop thinking Green Party. Stop thinking any party other than the Republican Party for now. Start looking at candidates that support the same things Donald Trump supports as much as possible. And they're out there. They're not going to be perfect. Yeah, they might be bought out eventually. Vote them out when they get bought out. Show them we're not going to take their crap anymore. You know, you can't have them sitting there chewing at your stuff. Because what happens is they chew away your rights. Clickety click. Clickety clack, one by one. And then one day they come and jump out of that attic and chew you up. Your home becomes their home. Your country becomes their country. We got a choice. Folks, this is war. It's not a war with guns and knives. It's not even a war of words at this point. It's a war of the red versus the blue. Let's draw the line. Let's tell our friends, get out and vote. Because you know what? The Democrats always have something up their sleeves. But they've played the Trump card, literally. They had to in 2020 to pitch Donald Trump out. We're on to them. We're going to have the best of the best monitoring their networks. We're going to have the best of the best monitoring the voting in 2022 and 2024. We're going to be standing on them like ugly on monkey. We're going to be watching them, folks. We may still have problems at the voting booth. They're not going to be able to pull the same crap they pulled in 2020 without getting caught. We have to have faith in that. We have to have faith that there will be people, that God will persevere. And there will be people monitoring this. And yes, you know, they will cheat. Yes, you're absolutely right, Joanne. They will cheat. They always cheat. But they're not going to cheat in the way they did, because we're going to be watching and making sure these things aren't connected to the internet. We're going to make sure that China doesn't send blank ballots in. And we need to monitor this more closely. We need to find people to monitor this situation. We need to be part of the election process. You know, they need poll watchers, folks. Every state has poll watchers. Find out what it takes to be a poll watcher and sign up. Can't lose in 2022. Red versus blue. Red versus blue. You got a choice. You're either it or you're not. You're either part of the free state or part of the deep state. So I'm passing the word out. And I'm asking everyone on this podcast and monitoring after the fact that you don't have a choice. Let your friends know. Think about it. North or south, you got a choice. The line has been drawn in the sand. And, you know, the Democrats, and I'm sorry if anyone's a Democrat, if you're a member of the Democratic Party, that's fine. But if you're a Democrat, that's not fine. Because the Democrats are not fine. It's the party that's not fine. It's not controlled by the people anymore. Now, Joe Biden was on the tube, I guess it was last night, he came to Scranton, his hometown, God forbid. They lived in all of, what, 5 years or 10 years it might have been. And he was talking about how it's time that, you know, we fix our infrastructure. It's time that we stand up and support the middle class and the poor. And his policies are only going to take from the rich. Well, first of all, let's decompose this. If you take from corporations, if you tax corporations, and the Republicans are going heavily at this, and then people are going to say, oh, we want to tax these corporations. No, you don't. Corporations have a bottom line. Their bottom line will always be X number of dollars, X many more next year, and X many more the year after. That bottom line will never deviate. If you take 10 cents from Procter & Gamble, they're going to raise the price of your product by 10 cents. If you take 10 cents from the CEO of Procter & Gamble, he's going to take 10 more cents in his pay. A trickle-down effect, folks. You can't do it. And you know, there was a reason they say taxes should be fair. You know, it should be a set percentage or a set dollar value for every American. If I pay 10%, Trump should pay 10%. George Soros should pay 10%. And they shouldn't have any loopholes to get out of it. If we all pay our percentage, the rich are going to pay more anyway. The system's not fair, and taxation is supposed to be fair and equal amongst the people by the Constitution. So we look at Trump, and he's saying, it's not gonna affect the middle class. It's gonna help the middle class. We're gonna have no increased tax to the middle class and the poor. My God. How can you lie and keep a straight face, folks? The first thing in the $1 trillion infrastructure bill is to raise the tax of gas by 35 cents a gallon. Tell me that's not a tax on the most vulnerable populations, fixed income, middle class, poor. Tell me that's not a serious tax on those people who have to get to their jobs, who have to get to the store, who have to get to their medical appointments. God, I hate you, Biden. You know, I thought squirrels were bad. But Joe Biden is the most evil squirrel. I don't even know what to call him. I mean, I look at these squirrels. I sit and I watch them while I'm sitting out here climbing up the trees, getting around any obstacle I put in their way to prevent them from climbing into my roof and into my attic. And those little bastards find a way around it. They get their teeth from China or something. I don't know. I followed all the rules that they said when I called the county on how to stop them from climbing up the trees and climbing up the house. Finally had a roofer says, you know, no matter what you do, they'll find a way around it. That's the Democrats. And I'm tired of people that come after me for saying it's not the Democrats. No, it is. It's a Democratic Party. It's not the individual people. Individual people might not be thinking right or straight because they think that they're getting something good out of this party. By the same token, as I said earlier in the podcast, the conservatives, the Republican parties, the Trumps of the world need to consider the social programs that we need to protect our citizens while not turning into a socialist state. So, folks, socialism is not the problem. A socialist state is the problem. Every nation has socialist programs or social programs, and they're needed. They've got to meet in the middle, and the Democrats won't meet in the middle. But if we get throw a bone, at least maybe we'll pull some of the moderate Democrats into the red, at least at election time. So pass the word. Now, just to recap a couple things. First of all, for those who came in late, show's been cut back to 30 minutes. We're having some issues and we need some support. So anybody that can throw us, you know, some, hey, I like this program, throw us some Podbeans or give us a thumbs up. We'd appreciate it. You can donate to store.eamedia.online. We're not going to shut down, but we're going to have a little bit shorter show for a while. And I don't have a problem with that. I've starting to get burned out with 45-minute shows, and you're probably getting burned out listening for 45 minutes anyway. So we're going to be ending at 10:30 tonight. And also a reiteration of the fact that we do have a, Donald Trump is starting some kind of a social media thing. Thank you, Marilyn. I'm not sure what it is or what he's doing with it, but he did create a company. And the stock ticker for that company is D as in David, W as in whiskey, A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie. DWAC is the stock ticker. Let's go buy all the stock we can in this company. Let's get a voice other than the mainstream media. DWAC is Donald Trump's company. Now, it's Digital World Acquisition Corp. Digital World Acquisition Corp. Buy some stock. Buy one share. Buy 10 shares. Buy 100 shares. Let's make this thing go viral. I'll be posting on social media. And I'll probably be bringing that up as a topic on next week's podcast so I can get more information on what he's doing. But whatever he's doing, I support it 100%. And I hope you folks do too. Let's show him our support. So that's the topic for tonight, and we're running out on our 30-minute limit here, but I'm going to say that for next week, we're going to look into this thing that Donald Trump's putting up and any other issues that might come along in the interim. And if anybody has any thoughts for topics, please let me know. Easy to find. You can type my name in any web browser. You'll find all kinds of contact information for me or post it on the website here on the Podbean. And we always consider topics of interest. We're going to have some interviews I'm working on, hopefully at some point. And things will get pretty interesting as we roll into the 2022 elections. That's the big thing. We cannot, it's red versus blue. We cannot, red cannot lose in 2022. Can't lose a single seat. We need to gain and take back the House. It may not be a perfect world. It may not be a perfect party. But it sure is better than the alternative. You know, I would much rather have a house cat patrolling my attic than have squirrels chewing at my stuff. And I'm tired of the Democrat squirrels chewing at my stuff. I don't know about you. Great turnout tonight. For those who came in late, please do try and listen to the beginning. It will be posted online after the termination of the podcast. And do support the cause and let your people know. Get out and vote, no matter what anybody says. Rigged or not rigged, we're going to be watching in every election from now until the end of this great nation. We're going to be watching very closely and setting traps for these squirrels in our attic. Until next week, folks, God bless you. Thanks for showing up tonight. We'll see you in 7 days. Good night, everybody. God bless you.